Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Sechs Gittin Perek Vav Mishnah Dalad Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zachar Defining Ruziva Gahagun Bekarav Mamish. Now we continue talking about Shlichas and Gittin. Now we know that a non-Kayin is not allowed to eat Truma. However, if a woman who's not a Kayin is married to a Kayin, she is allowed to eat Truma as long as she's married to him. So the Mishnah tells us Habeli Gitti. If a woman tells a Shliach, I want you to bring my get to me. Achals Betruma Ajegi Get Liada. She's allowed to continue eating Truma. Obviously, she's married to a Kayin until the get actually reaches her hand because she's not divorced until she receives the get. However, if she told him, Hiskaba ligiti, I want you to accept my get for me. You're shliach lekabala. Asur lachol betruma miyad, she's not eating truma right away. Because it could be that the moment the shliach rounds the corner, he's going to bump it to the husband and receive the get right away, and she's divorced right away, so she can't eat truma right away. Now let's say she told her shliach, Hiskaba ligiti, bim makaim plaini, I want you to accept my get for me in that particular place. Achals betruma, chegia get loisei makaim, she's allowed to continue eating truma until the get reaches that place, because as we learned in a previous Mishnah, she's only divorced once the shliach is in that place, because she clearly was makbid only to have the get received in that place. However, Reb Elazar Oyser Miyad, Reb Elazar asks her from eating truma right away, because Reb Elazar in the previous Mishnah had said that even though she said, accept my get for me in that, if the shliach accepts it for her in a different place, she's divorced, and therefore we have to suspect that the shliach bumped into the husband right when he walked out of the house, and that's why she's not allowed to eat truma right away. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Omer, let's say a man instructs people, kisvu get utunula ishti, write a get and give it to my wife, that's obviously very clear lashon, or he said, garshua, divorce her, or he said, kisvu igeres utanula, write an igeres, a letter, and give it to her, and a get is called an igeres. In all these situations, hare ilu yichtvu vitenu, they should write it and give it, because it's a very clear lashon that he wants to divorce her. However, let's say he told these people, pitru, I want you to pat to her, which could mean one of two things. It could either mean write a get for her, or it could mean pat to her from certain obligations she has. Or let's say he told these people, parnasua, I want you to be mefarnas her. And parnasa just means do for her what she needs. And so this either could mean give her a get, or it could mean give her other things that she needs, nothing to do with the get. Or he said, asula kanimus, do for her like the law. Nimus means chayk, the law. And this also could mean one of two things, give her a get, or do like the law, or provide her with food and clothing like she needs. And lastly, if he says, asula karoi, do what's fitting for her, this also could be understood in two different ways, and therefore, Laram or Kolomi didn't say anything, they're not supposed to give her a get. And moving on to discuss more lashonos that are technically unclear, barishana hayu irim, originally they used to say, hayotze bakailar, if a person was being brought out in chains, and he was going to be killed, va'amar, and he commented to people near him, kisvu gel ishti, write a get for my wife, and he did not say tenu that they should give it, hare ilu yichtvu v'yitnu, they should still write it and give it. Because we say that his mind's not really with him, he's afraid that he's about to be killed, so he's busy thinking about that, and not really thinking about which precise lashon to use of how to appoint a shliach, and therefore we say, even though he only expressed write it, he really meant to say write it and give it. And the Chazru Laimar, they went back to say, afa mefarish v'hayotz b'shayara, even if someone's going on a sea journey, or he's going on a long caravan journey through the desert, both which are very dangerous, if he tells people, write a get for my wife, and he didn't say give it, they should give it, because obviously he's thinking about this dangerous journey he's about to embark on, and not which particular lashon he should be using. And Rav Shimon Shazuri says, afa mesukan, even if a person is dangerously ill, and he instructs, write a get for my wife, and he did not say give it, we're gonna give it, because again, he's thinking about his illness, and he's not thinking about what lashon he should use, but he really means to say that they should give it as well. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss lashonos that a man used, and whether or not they're considered something we can follow to give a get. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.